1, the chance of precipitation is 30%. Start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 48.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
And good morning. You are listening to Hands Across 100 and 100 and Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11 on WHCRDB, the voice of business, 100 and County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of 100 and Helpline and the host of your show here on Hands Across 100 in, and we try to give you a little bit of what's going on in the community, whether it is about nonprofits doing great work, businesses, individuals, those hands coming together make what it's all about here in 100 in County to be the special place it is to work and play and raise children, recreate, do all these wonderful things. And so today we're actually going to be talking about bicycling in 100 in County with a twist, because we have Carol Harris, who is with Go 100 in. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
I am going to do a short little switcheroo here because I need you to get a little closer. There you go. And I want to just make sure everybody out there is hearing you on that mic, Carol.
Testing. 1, 2.
Yeah, I think we're going to switch over to that one. I don't know why. Let's do that. Not really. Hold on. We're going to take a short break and come right back.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, we are back with Hands Across 100 in, and that shows that we are a live show here, and we have technical difficulties. Let's try that mic, Carly. Carol?
1, 2. Any better?
Not quite sure what's going on. Let's take another break and try to fix it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at Premier College Funding. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Okay, here we go again. Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And we have Carol Harris with us today from Go Hunterdon. We've had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but I think we're okay.
Good morning. Is it working?
It's working.
All right.
Awesome. Wonderful, wonderful. Because we've got lots of great stuff to talk about today. And I gave you a little tease if you tuned in from the beginning. And that was that we're going to talk about bicycling today. And I will tell you that as a horse aficionado, that when I'm out on a Saturday and a beautiful day and all the riders are out there on their horses, we're also out there with all the bicyclists. And it just goes to show you the kind of diverse recreational opportunities there are in Hunterdon County. But you have a twist because you're with Go Hunterdon, and I want you to explain a little bit about Go Hunterdon. Some of our listeners probably remember Hart. You
yes.
changed your name last year, so that was a big thing. And I love the new name. I mean,
thank
it
you.
Really tells you what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the transition, why we changed the name, or you changed the name from Hart to Go Hunterdon.
One of the reasons we changed the name, so Hart stood for Hunterdon Area Rural Transportation. And what we realized was that we were all about mobility, sustainable transportation, and moving people from place to place in a variety of ways. And so the name was changed to Go Hunterdon. We're now a 501c3. Which is pretty exciting as well. And under the umbrella of Go Hunterdon is also Bike Hunterdon. And we have our own web pages on the website at bikehunterdon.org. And there you can find information about all of the phenomenal bicycle riding opportunities in Hunterdon County, including road riding, mountain biking, trail riding, and all of the wonderful parks that allow recreational activities such as cycling as well within the Hunterdon County Park system. Also on our bikehunterdon.org website is our bicycle commuting component. And some people choose to be a bicycle commuter year-round, which is very exciting, and we work with those folks as well.
And even in winter?
Some we had a few diehards this year.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
Quite exciting. But also coming up in May 13th through May 17th, is Hunterdon County Bike to Work Week, which is part of a nationwide initiative to introduce biking as one of the possible alternatives of getting to work. So you don't necessarily have to sit in your vehicle. You can actually get on your bicycle and go from home to work and back.
My husband did this years ago when we lived in Maryland and absolutely loved it. And he, you know, he dressed in a suit every day, but he changed his shoes until he got to the office. And he so enjoyed it. He absolutely enjoyed it. And it certainly beat sitting in traffic as well.
Absolutely. I've been bicycle commuting since 2005. I used to do it year-round. Now I'm a little bit more of a fair-weather rider, but I really like it. I get to work in a really good mood. I've solved some of my work issues that I need to think about before the start of the day. It just puts me in a great mindset for working, and I didn't have to sit at a, you know, sit in traffic on Route 78. So it's a really nice way to get to work each day.
How many miles do you?
Well, I live in New Hope, so it's about 16 miles each way. And I will tell you that, you know, one of the obstacles people sometimes say to me about bike commuting is that it's too long of a ride. And I will say in the beginning of the season, when it starts to warm up, 16 miles each way might be a little bit too much for me as well. And what I'll do is put my bike in my car. I'll drive to a halfway point, a good place to park.
Wow, you are serious,
I'm
Carol.
Very serious. And then I'll ride from there until
go,
I build
girl.
Up my miles. Yeah. It's a, you know, it really is a nice way to start the day. It really is.
Well, exercise, let's face it. You know, they tell you if you're feeling depressed or down in the dumps or just can't get up and get it going that day, people say all the time, get up, do some exercises, you get the blood moving and the aerobics and everything else, and suddenly you've got all this different energy. And it's so, so true. I mean, on my farm, oh my gosh, when that alarm rings in the morning, because I have farm work before I come to Helpline to work. And, you know, I just don't feel like it, especially when we're going around the clock sometimes with meds for the horses or what have you. That alarm goes off and it's just give me 5 more minutes. Just give me 5 more minutes. But I'll tell you, once I just get out there and start, it's exhilarating, you know. It just, and then, you know, I say to myself, well, I'll come back and I'll take another 30 minutes after I finish my barn work and get back to bed. I don't want to. I'm right. ready to go. I'm raring to go.
It's really true. I know that when I'm sitting in a car, the view that I see is very different than from the saddle of my bicycle. And just being able to be out in nature, have the wind in my face, it's really, really a beautiful way to start the day. And the other really nice thing is it's you're definitely lightening our footprint
yes.
by taking our bike.
I so was we're gonna say,
yeah,
you are contributing in a very healthy manner to our environment.
Absolutely. So it's healthy for the person riding, and it's healthy for the planet. So it really, it does make a difference.
Well, we talked about the transition to the new name Go100, and I do want to get this in while people are listening. The website is go100.org. That's all one word, go100.org. And when they get on the website, Carol, how do they navigate towards the bicycling opportunities?
You know, so it's really very easy. There are some beautiful photos that keep going around, and you will see two cyclists on a bike on a beautiful trail. Just
follow
click on
them.
That. Follow them.
Follow the bicycle.
That takes you right to our bikehunterton.org pages. Or you can look up at the top. There is a bicycle tab for Bike Hunterton. You can go that way as well.
That's great. That's great. And, of course, with Go Hunterton, we're going to talk about this after a brief break. We at Helpline work very closely with Go Hunterton, particularly when it's inclement weather and so forth. So in terms of the bicyclist, what are they watching on Go Hunterton to decide it's a good day or a bad day to go bicycling?
Yeah, we have traffic alerts that you can sign up for very easily on our website. You'll get an email each morning, or if you're on Twitter, you'll see a tweet that allows you to know if there's an accident on 78 and there's backup, if there's a construction, if there's been any kind of collisions on any of the roads that you normally travel. You will get an alert because you can customize which alerts you'll receive.
Oh, great, because that was my next question. 78 gets a bad rap, but what about 31? What about 29?
Yeah, depending on how you travel, you'll choose which roads you want to get traffic alerts about. And by getting those alerts, it's very, very much very specific to the roads that you individually travel.
Great. We're going to come right back after these messages with Carol Harris of Go Hunterton. Learn more about how you, too, can cycle through Hunterton County, whether it be to work or to family and friends. It is certainly a beautiful county to do that in. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advancing Hunterton is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterton County's businesses. Advancing Hunterton engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterton, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterton. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning. Your first call for help, that's what Hunterdon Helpline has been for 50 years. Whether your need is basic human needs, shelter, mental health resources, senior family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, the list goes on and on. We're here for you 24/7. 365 days of the year. It's our job to know what other programs and resources are out there so that we can put together a holistic solution to your need, both in the immediate realm and also for the sustainable future. Just give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or you can visit us on the internet at helplinehc, all one word, .org. That's helplinehc.org. Remember, 24/7, 365 days of the year, we are your first call for help. And I'm sitting here with Carol Harris, who is the bicycle specialist of Go Hunterdon, and a bicyclist herself, and certainly someone who practices what she preaches. She rides her bike to work every day. But Go Hunterdon is really huge. We talked about the cyclist being able to get on the website, which is gohunterdon.org, and get weather alerts to find out, is it a day to bike to work?
Absolutely.
Is it going to be a problem later on and so forth? But let's talk a little bit about Go Hunterdon, because as I mentioned, Helpline works very closely with Go Hunterdon for a variety of reasons. One of them is information to our clients about the link and other transportation needs. The alerts when we are experiencing inclement weather. Tara Shepherd, who is the director, and I kind of trade texts to make sure that I'm saying it right from the Go Hunterdon point of view, and she's sharing our information and to make sure that everyone is informed. And I think that's the biggest part of Go Hunterdon, is that from a transportation point of view, if you want information, that's the place to go.
That's very, very true. We have a number of programs that we run. We work with employers. We work with the schools. We work with anybody interested in sustainable transportation. So we wear a lot of hats.
Define sustainable transportation.
So sustainable means if you're driving and you are the only person in the car, that is not the most sustainable form of transportation. So we also talk about carpooling, van pooling, taking public transportation, the link, and bicycle commuting. Those are all forms of sustainable transportation.
That's amazing. And a question for you, because when you talk about the carpooling, you go out and do outreach with the corporations. They come to you. How do you set up something like that? Because when I attend the annual breakfast, it's just absolutely amazing at the participants, and you wouldn't even think that it was going on.
So the coordinator for that program is Christina Edzenza, and she really does tremendous outreach. She visits many of our work sites, many of the employers out in Hunterdon County. She'll do an event at the place of business, at the work site, and she'll speak to many of the employees there and help them get set up in a carpool. If there's enough interest, a van pool. I very often go with her, and on an occasion I will get a bicycle commuter or two.
Yay.
Which is really exciting for me. But she really does a lot of the outreach, and if you look at our website and look at Commute 3.0, very easy to find on our homepage, you can get a lot of information about ways to commute other than driving solo in your vehicle.
And again, because you work directly with the businesses, what if someone's listening right now and said, gee, if I knew somebody at my place of business that would carpool with me who lives in my area, that would be fantastic. That individual can call as well.
Absolutely. Call our main number, which is 908-788-5553.
Let's say that again.
That is 908-788-5553. Ask for Chris, and she will very happily help you set up a carpool or a van pool, whatever your interest is. We're always here to help. You can leave a message. We'll always get right back to you.
So she can contact, say, human resources and determine who else is living in that area who would be a good match and put out the message that somebody's interested in carpooling.
You know, I'll be very honest. I don't know the actual method that she uses. I know she works with also an outside organization. So it may be that there are people coming to an area, not necessarily the same mm-hmm. place of work. So she has a lot of resources available to her to help make the connection for the person interested in carpooling or vanpooling.
Okay, so let's segue back to your passion.
Thank you.
How about a bicycling pool? Have you ever put together groups who like to bicycle to work together? I mean, that would be amazing, right? That
we actually
all meet in a spot. Awesome.
Yeah, we do. Those are called bike trains.
I love that.
Yeah, it's
bike
really
trains.
Fun. What we do is we have a private Facebook group as well as a Strava group, and I'll explain what that is in a minute. But
thanks.
The private Facebook group is for anybody who has ever participated in bike to work or has been or is currently a bike commuter. And all you have to do is put out a request. I'm going to work at, let's say, ExxonMobil. I'm riding from Lambertville. Is there anybody else? And we try to connect with other people. Sometimes we don't have actual commuters going, but we work with a local bicycle club called the Western Jersey Wheelmen, and I'll reach out to them and say, we have somebody who is riding from point A to point B, looking for somebody to ride with as a riding buddy, anybody interested in doing that a few days a week, and we often get people to ride together. I'm often very available as well. I'll be happy to ride in with you, particularly if you're new to bicycle commuting. I will do one or two rides with you just to help you get started. We also have a Strava group. Strava is an organization. It's a website where a lot of experienced riders connect. They put in their routes that they've ridden. They look for people to ride with. And you just keep track of your mileage. But we also have that group, so if you're trying to connect with others, it's another avenue, another resource at your fingertips to help make connections.
So that's interesting what you said, that you would go with the person, because I know there's a lot of training that Go Hunterdon provides. Kathy helps the seniors navigate the link and shows them how to set up the appointment, how to ride the link, all of those things. So you would actually go out and help somebody start commuting to work.
I would. The other thing I do is, you know, it may not be I may not be able to get out with you when you need me to come out mm-hmm. with you. So we also offer a number of resources. For example, if you're somebody who's always driving on Route 31 and you think that's the way you have to go on your bicycle, not exactly the truth. You know, we don't want you riding there if we can help it.
Really?
So we offer a lot of tools that you can use, a lot of mapping tools and a lot of conversations
so
that
you
can have
avoid,
with me.
Avoid the places that would be a deterrent because most people would say, you know, I'd love to ride my bike, but I think it's dangerous. It may not be safe. I don't see any place on 31. And so if somebody would point out how to get to point B without having to go that route, that would be extremely useful.
Yeah, and we do that all the time. I mean, we work with a tool called Ride with GPS, and that allows us to really map very easily. We try to leave that in the hands of the commuter because you know the roads that you're going to feel most comfortable on. I don't necessarily know your level of experience, but I can offer those tools with you and guide you through the process.
So let me ask you something. I just came to mind. How many people attach a GPS to their bicycle?
Pretty much almost everybody that I know who rides.
Yeah, see,
and
I never even thought of that.
And it's very easy. It's an app on your phone,
uh-huh.
so you can use that. You can buy a special piece of equipment
mm-hmm.
that it's called a Garmin, and there are some other bicycle computers as well. Many people use those apps. It works very well.
Never dawned on me that that would be so appropriate, especially for the long-distance rider who may come across a detour, et cetera. And we certainly have those as all these small little bridges in Hunterdon County are getting repaired. But, you know, I mentioned in the first segment that from a recreational point of view in Hunterdon County, on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I was hoping tomorrow would be one, but apparently not, and especially I live down in Ringo's, that's what you see. You see trail riders on horses, and you see bicyclists. And the amount of bicyclists are incredible. And the groups and the clubs. And we used to have a wonderful little place in Ringo's called Peacocks. And unfortunately, it burned down and they didn't replace it with another little general store. But it was so much fun to sit out there and on the porch and watch the riders and the bikers and the other kind of bikers. And all this congregation, I know in Frenchtown too, at that little intersection, you'll see a lot of the bicycling clubs hanging out over there. So there's really this, not just a camaraderie, but a huge demographic of these recreationalists who are riding bikes and connecting with each other.
It's very true, and I'm really excited to say in the next few weeks, if you go to our bikehunterton.org website, we are going to be taking all the routes that already exist and add in all the tourism features. So if you're not familiar with a particular route, you're going to find where you can stop and refuel, where there are restrooms, where there's bicycle parking, where you can stay if you want to make a weekend of it, where you might want to go for ice cream. So we're going to be linking all the wonderful places throughout Hunterdon County that are along the routes that we offer.
That is great. That is just unbelievable. It really make a wonderful day out of it. And not just for Hunterdon County residents, but for tourists as well. So we're going to take a short break, come right back with Carol, and learn more about Go Hunterdon, bicycling in Hunterdon County, and how you can take advantage of some of these wonderful opportunities.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen asking Congress for more authority to deport and detain migrants. In a letter to Capitol Hill leaders, Nielsen's asking to be granted the authority to return unaccompanied Central American children to their native countries if they, quote, have no legal right to stay.
a wreath-laying ceremony is coming up at the Vietnam War Memorial today in Washington in honor of those who served their nation from 1955 to 75.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. President Trump reversing what was going to be a funding cut for the Special Olympics. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with showers mainly after 10 a.m., cloudy with a high near 65, southwesterly winds around 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48 and light southerly winds. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and light southerly winds increasing to between 5 and 10 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 20%. A chance of showers on Saturday night, mainly after 8 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 49. South winds will be between 6 and 9 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday showers are likely mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55, and northwesterly winds between 5 and 11 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday evening, you'll see another slight chance of showers before 8 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 31. The chance of precipitation is 30%. We'll get to dry out on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 48, going down to a low around 30 Monday evening. Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Again, Hunterdon Helplines radio show about all the different hands that make Hunterdon County very special to work, to play, to do so many different things. The opportunities here are incredible. The tourism is wonderful. Invite people to come and visit you because you can fill every moment of the day. And we've been talking to Carol Harris of Go Hunterdon, and she is the bicycle specialist, and she is showing us all different ways of incorporating a bicycle into our life. And I think it's fantastic, Carol. And she also commutes. So she, as I said before, practices what she preaches. She's told us about this wonderful event, Hunterdon County Bike to Work Week, on May 13th through the 17th. And all you have to do is register online at bikereg.com, or you can just go to gohunterdon.org and navigate. And you've got a lot of different sponsors for it. But bicycling, and maybe if somebody does that for that week, Carol, it'll kind of infuse them with enthusiasm that, they could do this. And with summer coming up, it's a perfect time to commute.
That's what we hope. I mean, it's a great introduction for the first timer, somebody who wants to incorporate bicycling into their day. They're looking for a way to lighten their footprint, get their exercise in.
Let's talk about lightening the footprint. People may not know that expression, and I think it's extremely important, particularly because of all this controversy over global warming and the environment and planting trees and making sure that we leave a wonderful legacy to the future generations.
You know, when we drive in our vehicles, especially by ourselves, there's a lot of CO2 emissions that go into the air. By riding a bike, it's zero CO2 emissions. So people don't realize that even in 1 week's time, you are really making a huge difference to the air we breathe. Also, by you yourself exercising and being outside, you're doing something amazing for your own personal health. So combine the two together, you are certainly lightening the footprint.
But if you're going up a hill, I have to add this, and you're huffing and puffing, there is a little bit of CO2 going
perhaps,
out there.
Perhaps.
So we on the other segment talked about the recreational attributes of riding a bike and how you can go to different places in Hunterdon County and you'll see a lot of bicyclists congregating, a lot of clubs, etc. And I mentioned because we have horses and a horse farm and we're members of the Amwell Valley Trail Association, that sometimes the two groups don't get along. And let's be honest here. And we really should talk about the etiquette for these two groups because oftentimes, and like I said, I live in East Amwell where the roads aren't the widest. And on a beautiful Saturday morning, you've got horseback riders and you've got cyclists. And sometimes, you know, they converge. We also, you know, in the equine community are going to shows. So we're on the road with our big horse trailers while we have sometimes a group of 20 cyclists on the road, and we've got to be respectful of each other. So how do we come together and not have what sometimes becomes friction?
Well, I think it's really important to talk about etiquette of all kinds, but let's start with road. You know, we are not vehicles in the state of New Jersey. We're not considered vehicles, but we are when we're riding a bike. Supposed to follow all of the exact same rules of the road. Now, bicyclists stay as far to the right as possible, but very often you will see 2, 3, 4 riders across.
Absolutely.
And I would like to just point out to all of the listeners today that realistically, 2 is by law the only number that is supposed to be acceptable. And if you hear a vehicle, see a vehicle, know a vehicle is approaching, please get into single file. At the same time, motorists need to be aware that by law, if we, as far to the right as possible, see glass or something dangerous like a grate, an open grate, we are allowed by law to take the road. And what that means is we can get into the middle of the road, get in front of you. It's probably going to be temporary, but we need to do that for our own safety as well. So I do think that both motorists and bicyclists should be aware of the rules of the road and follow them. It's not that difficult. When there isn't a shoulder, we really do, as bicyclists, need to stay as far right as possible unless it's not safe for us. So we do have to share. It's very important.
And it's sometimes, you know, and I know that the two across or the single file, but we do see bicyclists on the road who are, like I said, traveling in a group maybe of 20 or what have you, and enjoying their day. There's nothing wrong with that, that they want to talk to each other as they're going along or just enjoy the fact that they are not traveling by themselves. They are traveling in a group, and that's part of the fun. What kind of do they have a rear view mirror or something to that effect that they could use? Because oftentimes the driver does get frustrated that, hey, guys, you know, move over.
Right.
You don't want that honking situation where somebody gets scared and the next thing you know, they are, in fact, going off the road and having an accident.
That's a really good point. There's a lot of things that we as bicyclists can do so that we are letting motorists really be aware of our movements. So it's very important to know your hand signals. Very important to have a rear blinking red light, a front blinking white light. These are called daytime running lights that can be used at night as well, but that helps the motorist to be much more aware of you. Yes, a
so that's an electronic device that you can.
It's a little battery operated,
right.
Or rechargeable.
So you can press
device.
That button so that you can signal to the oncoming traffic.
Well, no, it's not a signal. So it's constantly flashing just so the motorist can see you.
See you. Okay.
And with some of these devices, you can be seen up to a mile away.
Wow.
Which is a really, they're not expensive, and it's really, I think they're very important. The research has shown that since the advent of daytime running lights, crashes between motorists and bicyclists have dropped 38%,
wow.
Which is a good amount.
Excellent.
It's also important for cyclists to check over their shoulder when you're riding a busy road and not to wear headphones. You're not going to hear a vehicle. With electric vehicles now, we cannot hear a car approaching. So a rear mirror on either your glasses or your handlebars is often very, very helpful. So we just have to be aware of each other and do the best we can to communicate our intentions when out on the road. A small honk is not a terrible thing. It's when a motorist puts their hand on the horn and really beeps loudly, that does frighten a cyclist many times, and it can cause some sort of problem. But a light little honk is never a problem at all.
So let's all talk about horses, my passion. And again, the thing with horseback riders, very rarely will you see them take over the road. And the reason for that is it's a scary thing to ride a horse, no matter how well trained, in the road, because you don't know who's coming up behind you. You don't know if they're going to yield to you or drive around you, and it could be life threatening. You don't know how your horse is going to react. I don't care. I have a 30-year-old. He's a great guy, but given the right circumstances, as you said, with the bicyclists, if somebody's just flooring the horn versus a little tap, totally different things. What we find though sometimes is, how do we get these groups to communicate to each other? And when you say that the bicycle is not a vehicle in New Jersey, to the horse it is. So you have to not just understand the psyche of the rider, but you have to understand the psyche of the horse, and that's a moving object, the same as a bus, a truck, a car, or what have you. And again, you know, the whole predator-prey thing, when something's moving like that in front of a horse, no matter how much they're used to it, they're going to be on the alert. And so, again, when cyclists see, the best thing is not just to move over and make a wide berth, but sometimes you have to stop. And I know that that's often difficult, particularly when you're riding in a group and you're going to end up with a traffic jam. But sometimes you do actually have to let that horse go by. And on the horse rider's side, they should be very much communicating ahead of. They see the bicyclists coming, and if they have a situation where they feel that they can't go off the road into a field, then they need to signal that the car needs to stop until they cross the road or can move to a safer place. And again, I know there are a lot of races in our area, so, you know, that could be difficult, but we certainly try with our trail association to know when those races are going on, those events, so that we know that we're not going to be in conflict. And I think that's everybody's responsibility to understand what each of the community groups are doing, because we're sharing the road.
You know, and I think it's not just on the road either. I mean, I've encountered horses on the trail too. And one of the things I really feel very strongly about, by law, we as cyclists have to yield to horses and horseback riders. And so, for example, on the Columbia Trail, which is a nice wide trail, We go as far to the right as possible, make eye contact with the rider, and that rider lets us know what to do.
Yeah, it's very important. The communication, I think, both ways. And I think that if the bicyclist is you know, really can't move out of the way, obviously the horseback rider has to understand that as well, and they have to communicate. We got to take a short break and come back with Carol Harris of Go 100 In. This has been a lot of fun, so stay tuned for our last segment.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. Anytime, any challenge, 24/7, 365 days of the year, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. We've been having a fascinating conversation with Carol Harris of Go Hunterdon, and we've been talking a lot about bicycling in Hunterdon County because she is the bicycle specialist for Go Hunterdon. And to find out more information about Go Hunterdon as well as bicycling in Hunterdon County, all you have to do is gohunterdon.org, all one word, gohunterdon.org, or you can call 908-788-5553. That's 908-788-5553. And Carol, on that website, you'll get information about using the link. You'll get, and which, by the way, will also help with the footprint.
Yes.
By using the link and not using your own car. Obviously, carpooling, using the link, anytime that you avoid single travel, if you will, unless you're bicycling.
Right.
Or going up a hill. again, reduces the impact on the environment. So all this information is right there at gohundreden.org. Traffic alerts. And what I was most impressed with, Carol, is I didn't realize that you could put in your specific route or areas of concern and you would get your alerts based on that, as opposed to hearing all of the alerts all at one time. So a lot of different things on that site, information about carpooling. It's just absolutely amazing. And like I said, Helpline works with GoHundreden folks quite a bit, and I'm always impressed with the resources that you have.
Thank you. Can I take a minute to thank our sponsors for Bike to Work Week?
You absolutely can. That's May 13th through the 17th. And, I hope it's great, great weather. What if it's not, by the way?
Well, last year it rained almost all of the 5 days. So out of the 78 people who were registered, we had about 39 people, I believe, who rode.
That's very good.
So not too terrible. And, you know, sometimes we're flexible. We may postpone it to the following week. But I do want to invite all of Hunterdon County to take part in this, to give this a try. If you have any questions about it, please reach out to me at 908-788-5553. And my extension is 16. And because this is a week-long event, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Basil Bandwagon, Costco Wholesale, Encore Rides, Hardee's Coffee Bar, Hunterdon Healthcare, Oriental Trading Company, ShopRite of Hunterdon, V5 Cycles, Velocity Cycling Studio, and Wawa Community Care. Without these wonderful sponsors, we really could not do what we do during that week. We offer prizes, we have an after-event get-together, and we offer goodie bags filled with things that you could use during the week that you are commuting by bicycle and giving it a try.
That is great. That is absolutely wonderful. And it's May 13th, people. You have over a month to get in shape. You have no excuses. If you start today, we're talking 6 weeks to get there and get in shape so that you can make it to work. And those of you who don't have a long distance to travel, come on, give it a try.
Absolutely. And just one thing I would like to remind everybody, while it's not the law to wear a helmet, if you are going to participate in Hunterdon County Bike to Work Week, you must wear your helmet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Again, I'll bring in the horseback riding. We require it. All stables require it. You know, your head's a very fragile part of your body, and I'm always amazed that people don't use headgear, particularly in a sport. And, but even, you know, just some of the things that we do, it really does make a difference. And I know, many of the riders who are at the top level in dressage that usually wear a top hat have switched over, to helmets. And because, you know, again, unfortunately, we've had some well-known riders who have had accidents and head injuries because they weren't wearing a helmet. And the same obviously goes to riding a bike. To me, it's very important, and I understand about not wanting excess government regulation, but this is your choice as a person to be educated and know the difference that it makes.
It's really very important. I know your brains are in there. Mm-hmm. And you want every possible safety measure that you can take. The other thing I wanted to mention very quickly is that we also offer, for our bicycle commuters, we offer an emergency ride home. So if you get to work and you find when you get back to your bike that you have two flat tires and you don't have the ability to change that, if there's a mechanical, something breaks on your bike, if you get a phone call from your child's school that you need to come and pick your child up, we offer different ways that you can get home that we will, you can see that right on our website. But also, if you have AAA from Middle Atlantic, they will come and pick you up if you have a mechanical. So if something happens to your bike on the road, you can call AAA. They will come and get you.
I am in shock, okay? I never expected that. First, that GoHundredIn would provide that service. Because, again, you know, what if you are, in fact, stranded? That is amazing that you offer that. And so, again, there's no excuses, people. And I'm a AAA gold member, you know, from way back when, and never knew that about
right.
AAA either. So that is crazy good.
It is really good. So if you have a AAA membership with your vehicle, you also have it with your bicycle.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Again, no excuses, but more importantly, those are safety measures because, again, people think about those things. My kids at school, what if, and you know, the bicycle flat's an easy thing, but to know that you could get to where you need to go when you need to do
it. Right. I mean, especially if you have a mechanical halfway on your way to work or on your way home and you can't get home. You know, you'll carry your ID with you that you can put right on your phone. Phone numbers, you know, everyone has a smartphone these days. Just go right to our website, and all that information and how to go about it is right there. So please don't think that we're going to leave you stranded out on the road. We will help you to get home.
That is absolutely great. I love your jargon, the mechanical. But I will tell you a bicycling story. We used to live on the eastern shore of Maryland, the best bicycle riding in the world. Why? Totally flat. You could ride from sun up to sunset and not break a sweat. Not break a sweat, just totally flat. We went out with two other couples, and we started in the morning and had just a fantastic time, stopped, had lunch, whatever. But we did get into a little bit of a problem at the end. We didn't realize. We weren't watching the time, and we were far out, and we didn't think we could make it back. And so I know it's, I'll just say, a good-hearted farmer threw our bikes in the back of his pickup and got us back to town. But it was a fantastic day, but the moral of the story is it's fun, it's exciting, but be prepared.
Yeah, and one of the things we did over the winter for our bicycle commuters, we had four different bicycle commuter workshops at four of the different bicycle shops within the county. So we really are trying to help you minimize any kind of mechanical you might have out on the road.
Carol, this has been wonderful. It's been informative. It's been fun. I hope you come back. Thanks to GoHundredIn for doing all of these just incredible things, services, and programs. You wouldn't know it. Please go to GoHundredIn.org and come back next Friday to Hands Across Hundredin. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hundredin Medical Center. Hundredin Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hundredin Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hundredin Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hundredinhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump not mincing words at a campaign-style rally last night. Literally not mincing words.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
The president telling that crowd at Grand Rapids, Michigan, that members of Congress who accused his campaign of colluding with Russia must now be held accountable, saying that the long investigation into his campaign caused tremendous damage to the country and cost millions of dollars, and no collusion was found. British lawmakers about to vote on another version of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal, the vote marking a third and potentially final time. Parliament will vote on it. If it passes, the UK will leave the EU on May 22nd. If not, it will need to decide how to leave the EU before April 12th, with or without a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with no credit check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
President Trump reversing a controversial funding cut. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million.
I have over...